This message that I'm giving is called The Needy Newborn Christ. Let me just pray before I begin. Lord Jesus, help us to learn from you everything that we can, because you gave us the best example when you were here on the earth. And we learn from you this dependent trust that you showed when you came to earth, a dependency, and how we need to let that be in our lives as we trust in you and trust in all of the circumstances that you give to us. So bless us, we pray, in learning today. We pray in Jesus' name. I want to read from Luke chapter 2, verses 4-7. It says, so Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. Now, for comfort and safety, as far as a place of a birthplace for Jesus, for comfort and safety, Nazareth would have been the place. But Bethlehem was not a place of comfort and safety, actually, for Jesus. But Rome had decreed this taxation census, and everybody had to go to their own hometowns. So he went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. I think this story reminds me of something. You know, Jesus never asks us to do things he doesn't do himself. You know, parents might say to a child, you know, do as I say, not as I do. That's pretty dysfunctional. But God is not that way. God became one of us, and then he said, follow me. And we learn from Jesus this idea of dependent trust, because he learned it himself as a human being, as a helpless, dependent newborn. The Son of God entrusted his care, or his protection, his infant vulnerability, to Joseph's care. He just was, long before he ever came to earth, he was going to do this. And he entrusted himself to Joseph's care, for finding a shelter when there was no room in the inn, and for protection in the midst of Roman occupation and oppression, as well as national danger from Herod. So he entrusted himself to Joseph, and he entrusted himself to Mary to meet his infant needs. Now, she was just a young mother, a new mother. She'd never been a mother before. She was inexperienced, and she was possibly a teenager, just like the movie that Susie watched last week. And then Rosemary and I decided to watch it too, The Nativity Story. She was just a teenager, and not a clue sometimes. But she did have some smarts. She did have some gumption, because she'd been watching others take care of babies ever since she was a little girl. That was a big deal to learn from other mothers. So she knew that this baby needed to be wrapped up, and they got some cloths, and babies lose their temperature really quickly. You've got to get them close to mama. That's why we used to have them really skin to skin to keep them warm. And then she was resourceful, because when the baby was asleep, she didn't want to lay it down on the hay. She put it in a manger off the ground, because the ground was not a nice place, not in a stable, if you can imagine. Well, we learn from Jesus the dependent trust that he himself learned. And when he left heaven, he was entrusting himself to a young couple without a lot of experience of taking care of a child, but he entrusted himself to a young couple for his care. And as he grew up, he transferred that dependent trust to his father. You know, there are a lot of people in this world who don't necessarily understand what we're talking about when we say we trust in Jesus. We are dependent upon him. I remember in high school there was a kid who told me, a young man, actually he was a big football player, and he said, Jesus is just Christ is just your crutch. Christ is just your crutch. I didn't know how to answer him. I finally came up with an answer because I've been asked that again and again. You know, I've heard that before, again and again. And I did come up with an answer. I don't remember if I told him or not in school, but I said, who's not crippled? Who's not crippled? We all need someone. We need Jesus. And, a few years later, this young man, who went to junior college, and he was in a cafeteria and he choked. He started choking and no one around him helped him. And I can only hope that he died, having made that trust in Christ, you know, to be his help, to be dependent on him. He did need the Christmas story, whether he knew it or not. Well, Jesus came down to pull us up. And this is where my dream came in, because I was dreaming about work nursing, and I was dreaming about going back into nursing again. I don't know how I got that idea, but I was. And the last part of the dream was pulling somebody up in bed. And there's a special technique that you have when you pull somebody up in bed. You make their knees bent and you tell them, plant your heels in the ground and keep them, or in the mattress and keep them there. Just plant your heels in the ground. Then you get above them and you pull them, and it just helps them come right up. If they try to push with their feet, they slide and it doesn't work. The procedure fails. And in a sense, that's what we do. We put on the call light of prayer and we're waiting for, we said, Jesus, I need some help. You know, I'm sliding down. I'm sliding down. And Jesus comes and he tells us, just put your trust in me. Just plant your trust in me and let me pull you up. Because if we fight against it, if we try to push ourselves up, we only slide down farther. And so the lesson of this story is that we never stop needing the coming of the Lord, the advent of Jesus, to come help us. We never stop needing that. And we never outgrow our need to call upon the Lord, our need to say, I need your help. Help me. You know, lost sheep, once they're found, are still sheep. They never stop being sheep. And so they always need the shepherd. And that's this idea of learning dependent trust is a lifelong thing for us. It's something that we're going to do right now. And as we face a new year, we're going to have dependent trust. I wanted to share this little poem in closing. I don't know. Rosemary sent this out. It was a poem I wrote. Rosemary sent this out in our Christmas cards last year.
You gave them to everybody at
Escaton. Last year?
At Escaton, yeah.
Yeah, last year. Christ
them.
Child, gleaming star, angelic glory, highlighting the Advent story. Disenfranchised shepherds bidden to behold an infant hidden in a stable's filth and rubble, born to rescue us from trouble. Where Jesus said, in this world, you will have trouble, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen.